Okay, today we start a new Masechta, and that is Maseches Chagiga. Maseches Chagiga, all about, the first part is about Inyanei Karbanos of the Regel. The second half is related to Tumah V'Tahara. So today we'll discuss a very Lamaisa topic, generally just going through a number of the poskim. Not really a sugya that with in the Gemaras and the Rishonim, but really what Lamaisa has translated into today. And that is, the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah starts off, Akol Chayav in Beriyah. Everyone is Chayav in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, Chutz Mi'cheresh Shota V'Katan, except for a Cheresh Shota V'Katan. Because Rashi says here, Delav B'nei Deyaninu, they are not considered people with enough halachic das, who b'termi mitzvahs, Cheresh Shota V'Katan, or Lav B'nei Das, and therefore they are excluded. And the Gemara goes into who else is included in the Mishnah, who's not, but on the Mishnah, the Gemara, Nama Beis, talks about Cheresh. Talks about a cheresh, which in halacha, different sources, is cheresh deaf. Is cheresh a deaf mute? Can they not hear? Can they not speak? So the Gemara says here, except for cheresh shota v'katan, anam beis ketani cheresh dumi the shota v'katan. Right, the cheresh that we're talking about in the Mishnah, that's pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah, which itself is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Right, Rashi says the first Rashi in the Masechta says it's talking about aliyah l'regel. Tosfos says it also has to do with the karbanos of the regel. But either way, the Gemara says cheresh is similar to the shota v'katan. Mas shota v'katan d'labnei de'aninu. Av cheresh d'labnei de'at bar de'anu. The cheresh that we're talking about in the Mishnah, that's pater, that's exempt from mitzvos, is one without das. The kamash malan, and the chiddush is kiditznan, cheresh, which is used in shas. For example, the first Mishnah in Shrumos, talking about a cheresh that is being mafresh truma. So cheresh, shedibru chachamim, b'chol makom, she'eno shomea, ve'eno medaber. Right, the cheresh that is spoken about throughout Shas, whenever we have this phrase of cheresh shota v'katan, the cheresh spoken about is one that cannot hear and that cannot speak. That is the one that Chachamim speak about. Rashi, shehishvu oso l'shote, they gave him the status of a shote, somebody who is mentally not stable, or there, lepotro, lo dibro, ela b'mishin, shomei v'ne medaber, v'hachi kim luhu l'rabanan. And here's the phrase of Rashi. This is what the Rabbanan estimated. Somebody who can't speak, somebody who can't hear, is a lav bar das in halacha. Ha, the Gemara says, ha medaber veino shamea, shamea veino medaber chayev. But what if one without the other? What if somebody could speak and just can't hear? Somebody who can't hear but they can't speak, then they would be a bar das. A bar das is only one that cannot do either. And the Gemara says, goes into one of those, if it's just one or the other, one is called an elim, one is called a cheresh, taninu hadatan rabbanan, hamadabra veino shomea, somebody who could speak and can't hear is called a cheresh also. Again, sometimes when it says cheresh of akatan, it means excluding both, speaking and hearing. But sometimes Chazal use the word cheresh just to mean deaf. Shomea veino madabra ze elim. Hearing and unable to speak, that's called an elim, that's called a mute. And the Gemara goes through, how do we know those words mean that, psukim in Tehillim, that tip us off. Okay, so that's regarding the background of Chazal. So let's talk, and the Gemara, the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes this both in Hilchas Ishus and in Hilchas Mechira in terms of status. What if a deaf mute does a Maisei Kiddushin? They can't talk. But let's say they have some substitute for talking. So the Rambam says in Perek Beis, beginning of Hilchas Ishus, Cheresh v'chareshes hamurim b'chol makom heino ilmim, shein shomim v'medabrim. A cheresh and a chareshes aren't only deaf but mute. Avo misha medabra v'eino shomea. O shomea v'eino medabra. But if it's one or the other, harehu k'chal adam. If it's somebody who could talk or somebody who could hear, then they do not have the status of cheresh that's pater from mitzvahs. V'isha, shein shleimin b'daitan, v'eino lo chereshim v'lo shotim, nikran p'pikeach u'pikachas. And if somebody is has able to hear and able to talk, even if they're not the smartest of or the sharpest, they're called p'pikeach u'pikachas. And therefore the Rambam says, who is somebody who is a la bar das only if one has both of these ailments, right? And the Rambam also, in Hilchas Mechira, talking about business, whose kinyonim do we trust? The Rambam says, Shloshta ein mekhan mekach ve'ein memkar memkar din Torah. Three people's business transactions are not recognized midaraisa. Cheresh, Shota, v'katan. Right, those two, if they sell something, buy something, it's not recognized. Aval chachamim tiknu, sheyicheresh hakata, nosiv notin b'metaltalin. Chachamim were misakein that in metaltalin, their maisim could be kaya, mishum k'techayev, because they need basic parnasa. And then the Rambam says, what's a cheresh? Cheresh, keitzah, nosiv notin. Cheresh, she'eino lo shameya v'lo medaber. Neither. O shemadaber v'eino shameya klum, mocher v'lo keach b'remisa b'metaltalin v'lo b'karka. Avam talks about the chilukim between the two, but for sure, somebody who's ena shemevin madaber is not included. So the question is this, that the poskim have spoken about over the past 500 years, really 400 years, and that is about 400 years ago, the education of the deaf started, and they were able, we were able to know more about what they know. Right, we can't say about what they knew in the days of old. They weren't educated at all. Nobody knew. You know, a la bardas. They were alive, but a la bardas. But what about starting with the 1600s when they started schools for the deaf, and little by little they were taught, and now often they could communicate. Maybe not with words, but to understand, that you could understand what they would want based on remizos and movements of the eyes and movements of the hands and sounds and guttural sounds, or what if they're actually taught to speak? So does anything change? Does the halacha change of their being considered a shota, chera shota v'katan, la bardas, in terms of anything, in terms of marriage, in terms of divorce, in terms of chalitza, in terms of counting for a minion? Right, in terms of Zimun, in terms of any of these, does it change? So that's what we're just going to go through, a number of the tshuvas that have come out over the years. In other words, do we say that there is a formal ptur, and if somebody is an Eino Shomei V'Eino Medaber, naturally, so then even if they are taught to be Medaber someone, maybe that's not called Dibur. Maybe that's just called parroting. Maybe that's just called repeating, and there, but it's not a reflection of Das. I remember the Kuzari. The Kuzari said that the levels of being, domeim, the inanimate, someach, the growers, chai, the animals, and medaber. Medaber is the highest level. So medaber, though, is generally a reflection of intellect. Right? It's not just medaber, it's a human being. The reflection of intellect. But what if the dibor, right, if you have, lahavdil, if you have a parrot that talks, right, if you train an animal to talk, that's not in category four, that's not in medaber, that's still chai, right? So how do you do if I have someone who I can teach to talk? Does that halachically reflect us? So already the Rishonim, there is a tshuva of the Rush. There is a tshuva of the Rush that discusses this. That's already earlier. That's already 1300s. The Rush writes in Klal Pehei, Os Yud Gimel, V'shesha Alta, Mishu Cheresh V'nosei V'nosei Yafa. Somebody who's deaf and does business, Umevin kishemedaber mimo b'kol ram, and understands when you speak loudly to him. Afa pisha daito enu miyusheves alav kol kach. Even though he's not fully there in terms of das, em yachol asos mechila olimkar olahakdish. Can he do kinyanim? Says the Rush. Da ki komakam sheskiru cheresh yitzal shota v'kata and haynu sheenu medaber v'lo shomea klau v'kachu mimei imo. Somebody has no sense of hearing or speaking. Avalim shomea kishemedaber nilo b'kol ram, eino cheresh. But if they hear you when you scream it, when you say things very loudly, that's not a cheresh. Cheresh is somebody who has no ability. And I'm not getting into the science of it now, or the biology, the different levels, but if somebody could hear speaking loudly, that's not a cheresh. El kashakavdu aznav, mishmoa. It's just that his ears have become heavy from hearing. Faryu kimishena medaber. Right, that's like someone who can't talk, but somebody who will be able to speak. Gemara Sota, please. So this is the lashon of kavdu aznav. Again, that's not deaf. Deaf in halacha is only when somebody is totally not there. Right? What about remember Chushim, the son of Dan? Right? Remember he was sitting there in the back when Esau was trying to figure out a way to get into the burial plot, and the language of Chazal, when they use that lashon, so we say he was deaf. You say he was deaf, but the language is yikirin leudne. Literally, his ears were heavy. Rashi says kavdu azav ishmoa sota yud gimel. That's the same language the Rush uses here. So it could be he wasn't totally deaf. What, was Chushim a lav bar das? Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. We give him a lot of credit. Right? It says, Yakirin le udne, Omar lehu, my high. He says to them, my high. Va'amrule, they say to him. So is that just reading lips? So Pash is that Chushim was in this category that the Rush was talking about in terms of, you know, hearing when it's done very loudly. So that's not in this category. If they could hear when you talk loudly. The Beis Shlomo also, one of the great Hasidic poskim from the 1800s, the Beis Shlomo in Aruch Chaim and Simin Sadihei, discusses this as well. He discusses Binyan Nar ben Chavshana. There was a man that was 20 years old. She'eno shomea kira'ui. Ach shomea umedaber ksas. They hear a little bit. A little speech. Ma dino lagabi chiyav mitzvos. V'imuta lachiyav mitzvos shalo al aviv gam kishagudal. Is the chayav in mitzvos? Does the father have a chiyav to train him? So he has this tshuva. Tzom chamishi esoson l'simcha. Right, he wrote this on Nisan Iyar Siman Tammuz Av. Right, he wrote this maybe on in the fifth month. Right, Tzom chamishi, that's Tisha B'Av. I don't think he's writing tshuvas of Torah on Tisha B'Av. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but that's the date. I'm sorry. Tzom chamishi, he just said Yom Beis Dalet Menachem Av. Okay, it was the fourth day of Av. B'shazu kibalti mechtavo, v'aldvar she'ilato she'ish b'kilaschem, nar Yisrael Achad ben Chavshana, 20 years old, v'eino shomea k'chol adam, haynu, kishakar moso me'achorav, afilu b'kol gadol, eino shomea klal. You call him from behind, he doesn't hear anything, even if you scream. Ukshimedabrim elav, hu mevin ma she'omrim lo, but if you're in front, and it's very loud, and he can read lips, put that all together, then he can understand. Vinire me in Yanushu Shomeak Shimadabrim Bafada. It appears that he understands. Umadabar Gamkain. He even speaks a little bit. Rakshalo Yavin Ladabar Kachaladam. He doesn't speak like everybody else. The Eno Omer Kol Teva Karaui. He doesn't say each word properly. Vaviv Lohirgo also me odo mishamitzvah. The father never educated him with mitzvos. Kiachziko Lacheresh in a Shwevin Madaber, Shapatamikala mitzvos. He considered him as a cheresh. Vachitema Kasav she'be'enav kashal apatro mi mitzvos, but oh kvotaraso kasav she'be'enav kashal apatro mi mitzvos. But the questioner says it's hard to say that he's totally mufka, because he understands a little bit, he talks a little bit. Shomei ksas u'medaber ksas, and va'od chazal patro lecherish mishum delab bardehu v'zeh shebidot didot hu pikeach gadol. Right, and he seems to be smart. So that's what he says as well. That if there's any little bit of speech, of hearing, so then he would not be in this category. Benido didon borer she'ena b'chal cheresh. He's not b'chal cheresh, right? Av she'ena shomea me'achol rav, even though he doesn't hear from behind. Av she'medaber lo b'chal ram, mikol makom. We just saw that shuvas arush, right? When he speaks in front. Okay, so there's a little bit there. And he says, look at tomorrow's daf, chagiga daf gimel. The Gemara is going to talk about who comes to Hakel. Laman Yilmedu who? Disakadai Laman Yilmedu, Bekimin Tulom Mishtoi Lo Gamar. But this person can be Gamar. He can learn, and therefore he thinks he's not in the category. Lofizeh, Afin Lohaya Yachol Adabar Klau. Even if he wouldn't be able to talk at all, but he can still hear a little bit. See, he would already be considered a Shomea Veina Medaber, which our Gemara says is not called a Cherish for halachic purposes. And therefore he says, Pashalani as daiti shafshi and yochol adaber hamilos karoi. Even though he can't speak properly, mikomakom koshi yochol adaber mikri medaber. If he can make some sounds, dim lo kain. Because if not, the name of the koshi miskam game ksas l'shono kederach hamatzoi. There are a lot of people out there that don't speak clearly, that garble, that swallow their words. So what's the minimum? Is there a certain level of skill of speaking that we have to have? Right, only somebody who speaks very eloquently, you know, is someone who is a bardas, but someone who can barely get the words out and make sounds, right? They're not. So we know there are some people that have certain types of syndromes that, you know, also have trouble getting the words out. But says there's no minimum level. If somebody could get out sounds that express certain feelings and express certain ideas, so that's called a bardas. And therefore, says the Beis Shlomo in the 1800s, It is He's not in the category. And the Divrei Chaim also, the Sanzer has a Tshuva Neven Ezer Bezayin Beis. If they go to school, where they're taught communication, where they're taught how to make sounds and listen, they are Nechshavim B'nei Das. So that's generally what many poskim say. There are those, though, other approaches. There are other approaches which are more minimalist, so too, in the way they view things. If you look in the Tzemach Tzedek, not the Tzemach Tzedek of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, but an earlier Tzemach Tzedek, it's called the Tzemach Tzedek Kadmon, in Siman Ayin Zion, right? He's 1600s, Rebbe Nachum Mendel, right? 1600 to 1661. So there was a certain tailor, that didn't make any sounds. But the question is, but he knew how to tailor. And he knew he had certain skills. And he definitely had, you know, and he talks about getting married and getting married through a shliach. So he is a little more hesitant because Chazal say, what did Rashi say here? If you're Enosh Shomei Vedim Adaber, you're a la Bardas. Right? Hishvu Chachamim is the language of our Gemara. Cheresh Adibru Chachamim Mikol Makom. Shehishvu Oso L'Shoteh. They made him into it. What do you mean made him into it? Isn't he a Shoteh? He is a Shoteh. No, Hishvu Oso L'Shoteh. So he is not so prepared just to say that, oh, he's considered a bar das, he's chayav mitzvahs, and he can count for everything. The Maharam Shik also discusses, again, skipping a couple hundred years, that he says, Maisa Kof Ba'alma. We said, like a parrot can be taught to make sounds. Just because somebody makes sounds doesn't mean that they have the status of a bar das. So therefore, I'm not sure. Just two of the contemporary poskim get in on the action, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Siman Lamed Daled, in Mincha Shlomo, he says, if it's Eino Shomei Aveinu Medaber Klal, then I can't change him out of the Shota. Right? If it's no sounds and no hearing, Naktinan Vade Shafilu Im Eino Shomei Aklum, Mikom Akom, What if he totally can't hear, totally can't speak, but we recognize that he has some level of das? He could put on tzitzis, right? Ma mutter ma aser. Chashavti lecharas, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, first a discussion of Lumdis, well, maybe for a Ben Noach, he'd be considered a Bardas. Because we know there's a discussion, the whole idea of Shiurim, of 13 years old, that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, says the Tshuvas Arash, so Shiurim only apply to Jews. But, you know, what applies to non-Jews? What's their status of when Shavim Mitzvah Ben Noach? It just goes by Das. So maybe when it comes to Bnei Noach, so then this person, it would be a complete bardas, right? Even though they're inosh mevi nemadaber, kiva delini bnei Noach, kiva chu bardas shaper chayev b'chol zayin mitzvus v'gam neherag aleihem v'chulu. So mistaver lachora duah dinami v'cheirish, just like a katan, a 6-year-old. If you have a bardas, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this. If somebody's a bardas, you don't need a minimum age for a ben Noach. So to maybe a cheirish, because the only reason he's part of a mitzvah is bnei shehu kishote v'chashev ka'onus d'rachman apatri. Avakol shebot kenoso v'roen sheyesh lo das v'sich lo shalim mistaver d'shaper chayev b'mitzvahs. And then he says, and if he's chayev b'mitzvahs for being a non-Jew, the Gemara says, right, there's never something that a non-Jew is chayev in and a Jew is pater from, right, that's the lashon of mi'ika midi, right, and therefore, maybe for a Jew too, at least regarding the sheva mitzvos, a Jew would be chayev. But then he says, towards the end, his whole in Yecheresh, in Lazos v'mashkaz v'poskim. Right? The poskim say, the language is, Afilu pikeach gadol u'mevin b'to v'yodea b'davar b'dvar atfilos, v'nose v'notinim kol adam v'yodea lachtom b'chasimos yado. Still, if he can't talk, if he can't hear at all, he's halachically considered a Yecheresh gamur. And therefore, maybe Chazal understood that there's still a lack of, that we can't be mechayev of him and give him the responsibility of his actions if he's a total cheresh vein shomea. Kivat shekein hu b'emes chayavim ana lomar sheyodu chazal barov chachmasam. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman was a big bucky in science and technology and everything. But he says, it must be that Chazal understood that somebody who is a cheresh, she'eno shomea v'eino medaber, who ish kazeh she'efshar lir'oso ka'ach ra'uya ma'asav. He's alive, and we can love them, and we can take care of them. But for somebody who could be independently responsible for his actions, Rabbi Chazal understood that we can't do that. Lachein ein mischasvin b'maasav afilu im lefi da'atenu hu zariz u'memulach v'chol maasav heim b'piklus v'da'a shlema v'svarazu ko chazaka v'emes. He says maybe even for b'nei, even for b'nei Noach. Ulam b'nidon didon, towards the end of the tshuva now, in nirish im hu medaber. But again, any type of speech, any type of sounds, which would reflect some understanding. I'm not talking about that, said Rishlomo Zalman. Even if somebody makes sounds, but the parents, the neighbors could understand what they're saying. Even though they move their lips, they make sounds differently than everybody else. Still, that would be called a medaber v'ena shomea, shedino kibikeach l'chol davar. So Rishlomo Zalman says at the end of the day, but if it's mamisha, ena shomea v'ena medaber, I'm not going to say that they are considered a bardas. And Rav Avadi Yosef also, in Chelek Beis Simin Vav of Yechav Adas, discusses the big machlokas aposkim. Again, you can look in Rabbi Steinberg's Encyclopedia Rufuit for all the different areas of halacha for Cheresh. But Lamaisa, Rav Avadi says, look, for Durabanans, yes, he could be Mitzdarif. He could be Mitzdarif for a minyan, be Mitzdarif for a Kriyas HaTorah, be Mitzdarif to be counted. But he said, if it's only a minyan mitzumtzam, no, let's say you only have a minion for exactly. So he says maybe I would just do the Ahecha Kedusha. I mean, so it will be considered a the tefillah of everyone. You know, it won't be the extra Chazaras Hashatz. But again, this is the discussion. Lamaisa, I would say every single case has to be judged differently. But again, if there's any way that Bizman Hazeh, which over the past couple hundred years, you know, many deaf are taught to be able to express and make certain sounds, then everybody, l'chora, would say, l'kuli alma, that reflects das, and it would be considered a ben das for all the purposes. Only if somebody is mamish, enosh, maybe no medaber klal, so that would be this discussion. Okay? We will stop here.